Blog Talk Radio.
One thing, I guess, maybe because I'm on podcasts and probably because, definitely because of being in the music industry, you know, having my songs released, I attract the wrong people to me. I don't know. But some of it, I attracted wrong people before I even released a record or was online. I lived on Vols, and that should, I don't want to talk about anything from the past. I said that. And when I had somebody who came from 20 years ago outside saying that I came on to them, you know that's sick. I don't even have no attraction to them. You know, that's somebody with a severe, low-functioning person. And being a high-functioning artist, you know, I make it a just due to not hang out with low-functioning people or someone with a severe mental problem or illness. I mean, they can't move on from 20 years. They need to move on. And they were out there. They said, oh, they angry because I don't want to be go to some center. Like, they, you know, 2023, we can't talk about something 20 years. They got severe problems. Just like with, you know, I was talking to my sister about some people coming from Buffalo or whatever. I'm like, this is my stance. Just like with that, you know, crazy person making up stories about me coming on to them. If I saw them as a child in 84, 85, I was a very small person, small child. And I knew them directly or whatever, and then I haven't seen them in 35, 40 years or whatever. I don't know them now. That's a stranger. Same with anybody. You know, this individual lived next door to me, and they act like they know me, and I never hung out the person folks act like they know me. I never hung out with them, and I never talked to them. So it's important that we put low-functioning people, get them treated. But it's important for me to be careful because being online or something, I was told that if I have a little bit of fame, you know, even though I'm not really famous, you know, even on YouTube, I could track a crazy person or somebody I don't know who's undesirable. And I have. And my stance is, you know, in general, what I learned when I was young with my family observation is I don't hang out with criminals. I don't hang out with drug dealers. I don't hang out with crack addicts, alcoholics, and I don't hang out with very low-functioning mentally ill people. I don't. I don't hang out with someone with a severe mental problem. They cause problems, and they can hurt me or anybody else. It doesn't mean that somebody, you know, I'm just saying in general. Because the statistics have said a lot of people went to prison for long periods of time, had drug and alcohol problems, like cocaine and addicted, you know, those who are addicted, you know, they tend to lose their ability to respect boundaries and their inhibitions, and they don't know how to stop. And they can go and they can do really serious harm to innocent people because of their drinking or cocaine use or ex-con either. I just can't do it. I'm not, you know, when I say that, I know there are some people who are alcoholics who are good, who don't hurt people, and I know there are ex-cons who can change and move on. I'm just saying it's a more general situation. Because in my situation, I did, being in a rock and roll, when I was a rock and roller, wanted to be in the music industry, I hung out with alcoholics and drug addicts going on stage, and I had some really horrific experiences. Got robbed, ID theft, manipulated, attacked, etc. So I had to be careful for me. We all make our own decisions, but the important thing is that if you hang out with someone who's under the substance, you know, or, you know, but if you hang out with somebody who's negative, you're going to have bad consequences. It is negative consequences. It is not. It is no way will turn into something positive. It is the truth. It's always going to be negative consequences if you hang out with a drug addict, or alcoholic, or ex-con, someone who's doing bad things, or severely mentally handicapped, because they can hurt people. And I was hurt by somebody ended the friendship for no reason. It made a bad experience on me because they had a severe handicap and it was an alcoholic. So I make sure I hang out with good people who treat me right. You know, it's really the way to live, to be hanging out with good people. You don't want to hang out with somebody who don't know how to respect boundaries, especially, you know, I said this before, that if a stranger, if you don't know them, you haven't talked to them, you don't socialize with them, or they are somebody who you haven't seen in years and they come around and they don't talk to you, something is wrong there. Those are boundary issues, rational, being rational. Those are alarming signs that that person could be dangerous or something wrong with them, you know. People think already, because when I talk about these issues on my podcast, they think something wrong with me. No, it's not. It's just basic common sense. If you can't respect others who you don't know, like I got people who do not respect me, and I don't even know them, they got a serious mental problem. What are they doing coming over here? Why don't they get some help? How we treat others is definitely how we see ourselves. You know, especially, first thing, you got to get along with people. How to deal with people, you respect boundaries. If you know, when I deal with people, I talk to them directly. If you can't talk to me directly and coming at me and saying things at me, then you got to have something wrong upstairs. It's just basic common sense. So when I'm doing music or whatever, I got Spotify or that doesn't mean I want some crazy person to come around me or from my past. Or if it's somebody that I saw 30 years ago, whatever, and I don't talk, that is something wrong. I don't like when this one person who keeps saying, oh, I need to find some place to work or where I, what job I have, or, you know, that is crazy. I mean, I had those people, I worked at that center, and I told them I was not a therapist, I'm not interested in being a therapist, and they keep coming over here thinking I could run the management or something. That's crazy. It's important that I stay positive and be respectful of all people around me directly. If people want to deal with me directly, and I have to deal with other people directly, I have to go to them directly and be nice and to get my needs met. I can't just sit around and just, you know, wait for something to happen. I don't go to strangers and go up to them without knowing. That's what's happened to me. That's why I hope that people homeless or people who don't understand these situations get help. Because it's important that we be positive and respectful of everybody, but we also have to be safe. When you see all the stuff going on in the world, you know, all these mass shootings and crimes and stuff, you know, it really is sad what happened. Whether it's in Michigan, the guy went into a school and shooting up people. You know, some people in this society really need help or something, you know. I'm trying to stay safe because I'm a law-abiding citizen. But when you hear it occur all the time, Michigan or Las Vegas, you know, the descriptions they have of those people is that some of them have severe mental health issues. And some of these people have been, you know, investigated. I don't know why they haven't put these people, you know, in the hospital or so on. It really is important that we stay safe. You know, because I don't want to be an innocent victim of someone's illness or something. We got to be safe, you know. I'm telling it like it is. I hope I ain't sounding too, you know, way off. Because some people think when I talk about these issues, they think something wrong with me. They're concerned about me, and they should not be. It's basic common sense. And, you know, I have people who think I'm really weird in the way I come across, and that's fine. But I know that, you know, I'm not really that weird, but they think I am. But I know that if I had to deal with them, I'd come to them directly and ask them nicely and be respectful of them. And then I let them be. But I can understand some of these people's situation. They want to be my friend or whatever, and I don't. You know, I had the same thing happen. I want to be somebody else's friend. But the truth is, you cannot make someone else like you. You cannot make no one else like you or force someone to do something against their will. We're not, you know, you can't do that. So the best thing is to move on. Find other people. Get themselves together. That's all we have to do. And we should not be thinking of what happened in the past. The past is over. But the important thing is to be rational and be aware of the society, because there mostly is a lot of good people. But sometimes there's a few who just don't fit in into the rational mode of how to deal with people. Strangers who don't, who go up to other strangers like me and harass them or follow someone around several years. I mean, they need to seek some psychiatric help. You know, it really is that basic conversation. The reason why I say that is because I saw the person outside saying that, and I knew that they used to live where I used to live. I'm like, what are they doing coming over here? It's important that we respect others. I do not make up these stories. Some people have said that when I talked about these issues in the past, they thought, oh, I must be making up stories. I'm the one. No, I am not. I am perfectly fine mentally. I would never do something like that, make up something that, say something that ain't true. And I always said that there's a disclaimer that everything I say is law-abiding and it's all innocent. Well, it is the truth. I'm respectful. I'm aware. I'm always aware of reality. If I wouldn't, I wouldn't be able to talk to anybody or do a podcast if I wasn't. Everything I say is truthful and legal. So they should not be questioning me or my judgment. They should be just being aware. But I'm telling you the truth. You know, what's going on in Las Vegas, someone shoot up a university or some, that those people are just, you know, it's happening more often, you know. We have to be safe. So we don't want to hang out with somebody who don't have a bad day. And I don't, and you know, when I was young, I saw people in my neighborhood who were crack addicts, and I don't hang out with a crack addict. I don't. I never got involved with drugs because of seeing people in my family and the bad experience I had. So I don't deal with people directly or indirectly who are involved in, you know, like cocaine or something, and a severe, heroin, or I don't deal with that, and I don't deal with drug dealers. Never had, never will. I had to be safe because of what has happened in my family when seeing somebody who deteriorated from the effects of alcohol and drugs and what they, you know, how the way they act. I had to always be aware. But I also have to be respectful of others, but tell it like it is. Because I don't want the wrong people come to me. I don't. If people have something to say to me, or whatever, then fine. Talk to me directly, email me, whatever. I don't want no, you know, not trying to put down anybody, but basic common sense. Good day, good night from Death Knight.